Welcome to Talk of the Town today. I'm Sherry Gibson, joined in studio by Dr. Anthony Zappia with FHN. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Sherry.
Glad to have you here today. You are a general surgeon.
That's correct, yes.
Primarily, what types of surgery do you do?
General surgeons do a lot of surgery in the belly itself. Our most common operations are going to be appendixes, gallbladders, and hernias of different types. We also specialize in breast surgery as well for breast cancer and other things.
You also do varicose vein surgery, right?
Exactly.
And that's primarily what we're going to talk about today. What are varicose veins?
Varicose veins are enlarged veins in the legs predominantly. What you see are large protuberant areas that stick out along the entire length of the leg, oftentimes from the upper thigh down to the ankle. They cause pain, swelling, irritation. A lot of times the areas feel damp and itchy. And on occasion, they may cause a discoloration of the skin and even, in worst cases, ulceration or bleeding.
What causes varicose veins?
Increased pressure within the vein itself. What happens is each of these veins have valves within them. The valves become bad. As you stand for a long period of time, the pressure within the vein increases. The wall of the vein cannot handle that pressure, so it dilates, becomes larger. As it becomes larger, it becomes protuberant and starts to stick out more. And then as this pressure builds, it just keeps as a cascade building upon itself, and the entire length of the vein becomes enlarged and protuberant.
So primarily a lot of standing then causes it. Can it happen, though, to people that, like, say, don't have a lot of standing in their jobs or whatever?
Oftentimes people that do have this condition do a lot of standing. Some people just have poor valves, and they can develop these even without doing a lot of standing. Oftentimes also we see it increased in pregnancy because of increased pressure from the weight of the uterus on the veins of the pelvic organs. And also we see it in some populations. Oftentimes Caucasians get it more often. We also see it in people that may have a predisposition to it, such as that it runs in their family. They might say their mom had varicose veins and whatnot. To try to keep it from happening, if you do a lot of standing, some of the things that you can do is you can try some soft mats at work. They do have some of these that are especially designed for people that do a lot of standing. And also you can wear some compression hose that can help with that as well. Sometimes with the increased pressure, like we talked about before with pregnancy, people that may have a weight problem may see that they may develop varicose veins from that as well. And sometimes solving that weight problem can help that, although you have varicose veins.
So once you have them, is there anything other than surgery that can reverse it?
No.
Okay, so what types of surgery can you perform?
The surgery that we do in the office is it's called an endovenous laser treatment of the vein. And essentially what we do is we place a laser filament inside the vein. It fires its laser, fires its light energy in the vein. It increases the temperature of the blood inside the vein, causing the vein itself to seal on itself. That takes care of the large vein that is the predominant cause of the varicose veins. Now, there are other smaller veins that dilate up because of that larger vein. And so for those, we have to do small little nicks in the skin, and we have a little hook, and we pull those out. We can do all that procedure in the office in a morning. Typically, we do it on a Friday morning, and the patient's ambulatory. We give them a pill, a narcotic pill, and a slight sedative pill. And then we also numb the area up with anesthetic. And we're able to complete the procedure and then go home that same morning. They do need to have a driver, though.
Sure, because of the medication,
right,
and so forth. How effective is the area?
Areas are gone and the vein itself is sealed. The vein itself is not going to be sealed immediately with the procedure. It takes time for the body to scar itself down and seal that vein. Sometimes it takes a few weeks. So after the operation, we advise our patients to continue with the compression hose that they were on beforehand for at least 2 weeks afterwards until that area seals up completely.
Are some people better candidates for the surgery than others?
Well, certainly if you need to be on blood thinners for whatever reason, we wouldn't necessarily think you'd be a good candidate for the surgery. If some people have a hard time laying still for whatever reason, sometimes patients that might be claustrophobic or have a lot of anxiety might not be able to do the procedure in the office. We might have to do it in the operating room. If you've had previous clots in your deep system of your veins, DVTs, then you might not be a good candidate for the operation. But these are things that we can go on a case-by-case basis and talk to the patients about whether or not they'd be a candidate.
So then you typically do it on Friday, so they have the weekend to...
They have the weekend to recover, and usually by the beginning of the week, on Monday, we see them in the office. The dressings that we had put on them on Friday, we take down, and we reapply their compression hose, and we talk to them about when would be a good time to think about going back to their regular activities. And a lot of that depends on what exactly their regular activities are. If they're a postal carrier and they have to do a lot of walking, then we might want to have them wait another week or so before they go back. If they have a job where they're sitting in front of a desk, then they might be able to go back sooner.
I've heard about spider veins. Are those any varicose bulge, do they?
Right. The spider veins would be the kinds that don't, the kind of pink. Sometimes they're a little purplish. And those are the beginnings of a large, long continuum of disease, of varicose vein disease. They'd be the very mild end of it. And oftentimes people that have those may, over time, develop the more protuberant varicosities. If they have the spider veins and they are bothering the patient, then there are some treatments that can be done for that, such as injections of various agents. There's an agent called sodium tetradecol that we can inject, as well as hypertonic saline. And we'll be offering that later this year at our center.
So they don't typically, they aren't treated with surgery then usually?
Typically not.
Okay.
Some places have used some lasers with that for that, although the results have been mixed.
As far as the varicose veins, if someone has them and they choose to not have them treated surgically, will they rupture? I mean, are there dangers with not having them taken care of?
Exactly. We talked about earlier that sometimes if they continue, they can develop the skin changes, the browning of the skin, the thickening of the skin, and ulceration. Also, sometimes they can develop clots within the varicose veins themselves. It's called a superficial thrombophlebitis. And if someone develops any of those complications, then certainly they are. Those are all indications for surgery.
Now, are these procedures typically covered by insurance? Do you get involved with that end of it?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. Most, if not all, insurances will pay for it as long as we document that the patient has severe symptoms from it. The symptoms may be as mild as the pain or discomfort that's not relieved by Motrin or other anti-inflammatory agents, or if they have any of those complications that we talked about before, the bleeding, the ulceration, the skin changes, or the clots. We also need to document that they've tried compression hose for a period of time, and each insurer has their own time limit. Some it's as easy as just a few weeks or a month, and some they want a more prolonged trial up to 6 months. And it depends on your insurance agent. We can go over that once we find out who that is.
So obviously, as in any type of medical situation, I mean, it's a case-by-case basis.
Exactly.
But some valuable information there. So how could someone arrange to talk with you further about this or make an appointment for surgery? Do they have to be referred by their primary care physician, or how does that work? Again, does that maybe based on their insurance?
It may be based on the insurance, but and so you have to check with your insurance carrier. But for the most part, if you just called our office and made an appointment, then that we would be able to see you. I'm in the office on Mondays. Days.
I have that phone number handy? Or if they can just call FHN or Google FHN, I'm sure, and get the information.
If they call 815-599-7771, that actually is the direct line to my nurse in the back.
Oh. Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Dr. Anthony Zappia with FHN. Today we've been talking about varicose vein surgery, and that telephone number once again is
815-599-7771.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back with more Talk of the Town in just a moment.